Thank you, brothers. We can worship by listening to the words. Isn't it a blessing that we have this gym? This is our gym. This is our dining area. This is our kitchen. It's our facility. This is ours. EBI facility is BMA's facility. So we can say we met together in our gym and we had lunch and dinner in our dining room. I'm going to ask EBI to come forward now and give us a report on their work and what they're doing. So, EBI.
Oh, good evening. It's my pleasure to be able to give you a bit of an update on the financial side more of EBI, and then Crit will be coming and sharing with you some things of the academic side more and some of the good things we see happening here that God is doing. But it is nice to be able to meet in our own facility, isn't it? And so we thank God for that. God has been very good to us. I was just thinking of a scripture this evening. It comes from 2 Timothy chapter 2, and this is Paul speaking to a young minister, but he says, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast learned of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also." You know, when I think of training people in the ministry, or I think of missions, we often think about sharing the gospel with people that are maybe farther out there away from where we live. When it comes to ministry, we talk about training up those who have been ordained and that type of thing. But you know something? These kind of things apply to our young people, every one of us. We have a task to do to make sure that the coming generation receives the things of our faith and learns how to stand in those things. And so I praise God for EBI. Our family personally has benefited from the training that goes on here, and I thank God for that. And so the goal of EBI is to, I believe the statement that we have in the book is something like equipping disciples to show the way. And so that is our goal here, and we need you to do that, to help us do that. I would like to just take a brief bit of time to publicly thank our teachers tonight and also the administration, the staff that serves here. If you see teachers and people that you know are involved here at EBI, would you just thank them and pray for them? If it wasn't for them, we would not have EBI. We would not have the school. So we're grateful for all that you are doing. My main part this evening is to give you some report on finances, and so I'd like to just share a bit about that tonight. I want to thank you for your generous giving as a body of BMA. We're grateful for the way that you are supporting EBI, and because of that, I am happy to report that our operating fund we're in good shape. Looks like we're on target to meet our budget, and so we're really, really thankful to God for that, and thankful to you. I'd like to just make several comments on the capital side of things. One thing I would like to just say to you as a body is that we acknowledge that we have been pushing pretty hard the last couple of years with quite a number of projects. This year, again, you received probably in the mail a give-a-day flyer with a number of projects on. And I acknowledge that we've been pushing fairly hard with some of our capital things in the last couple of years. And I'd like to share briefly why that is. One of the reasons was when they built the new dorm back here, the slab was poured at the same time for the rest of the dorm extension. And that slab was sitting out there in the weather and weathering away year after year. And we felt it was time that we did something with that before it deteriorated. So that was one reason. And then Jeremy Troyer came, and he and his wife volunteered their time for a year here at EBI. They agreed to stay a second year, and we really felt like we should take advantage of that opportunity. He had the expertise to take on a lot of these building projects, and so That was part of the push that we had. And over the past couple of years, a lot of things have changed here, and many of you have commented about that. But several of the hallways were redone. The dorm extension was built and finished. Currently, there is remodeling being done in the staff housing in these rooms behind the gym here, also in the bathrooms in the Long Street house that the Bible school has over here in town where staff stays. And so we don't have, I thought of it this afternoon that I don't have pictures like they showed you from MTC last night, but you know what? You're here. Take a walk down the halls. Go down, if you haven't yet, walk down in the dorms. Feel free to go down to the dorms, walk all the way to the back end, and look at the extension that was built. There's areas there for study, places for lounges, separate lounges for guys and girls, where they can have dorm meetings and so on. Laundry is back there. And so just a real blessing to have that. Take a look at it, and we encourage you to do that. By the way, Jeremy Troyer, that would be Lester's son-in-law, the one he was talking about last night, whose daughter had surgery yesterday. If you see Jeremy and Rachel around here, Jeremy's been very instrumental in taking on these projects and getting them done. So if you see him or Rachel around here, would you please thank them for all that they have given to this school? I'd like to just make brief mention of another thing that has developed in the last year. There was some talk of a thrift store that perhaps would help bring in some support for EBI. And so I'm not sure how all this came to be, but there's another ministry in the area called Stepping Stones, and they approached Crit or someone and talked about starting a thrift store in Odin. There was a store that came for sale. And so that has been purchased, and these two ministries are sharing that and receiving benefit of the proceeds that come from those stores. And so part of the vision for that on our side of it would have been to have that help support special projects. And so we have already benefited from that. It's been a real blessing to have some of the funds from that to help with some of our capital improvement projects. And I'd just like to publicly thank those of you in this audience who were a part of making that happen. Thank you for that. As far as our capital projects stand at the moment, we have not been able to reach all of our goals that we had in the Give a Day this year. With the some help from the thrift store funds, we have been able to finish the remodeling of the staff housing back here and the bathrooms at the house at Long Street. One of the projects we felt we need to give attention is the roof on the house at Long Street. It needs to be replaced, but we currently do not have those funds, and so we have decided as a board to hold off on that. We're not going to push forward on that. I'd just like to share a few of the upcoming goals that we have here, capital-wise, and a few needs. The roof at Long Street is, of course, one of those. It needs to be replaced soon, and so we're just throwing that out there, making you aware of it. If there's anyone who would like to help or someone who would actually like to do the roof replacement, we would be grateful for that. The lounges back in the new dorms are still in need of some more seating, couches, chairs, that type of thing. You might walk back there now and think, well, this looks like it's got plenty of seating. But when we have full terms, 66 students, there's just hardly enough room yet. And so we need to have a little more furniture at some point. We're gonna wait and be patient for that. But another thing we'd like to do is to remodel the kitchen. You probably noticed that the wall was taken out between the kitchen or the dining area and the old lounge. And so it gives more room there. At some point, we feel it would be good to remodel the kitchen area and update some things there and refinish that floor. And so at this point, we're putting it out there as that's something we'd like to do. We want to be patient and kind of back off a little bit. We want to wait for God to supply the funding for that in His time. But we'd like you to know about it. You can ask questions about it. And so that is another thing that we're looking at. Maybe sometime doing some updating in the restrooms and some of those types of things. But we want to be patient and allow God to work that out in His time. I'll just say yet one thing I was always impressed with that Paul used to say when he shared about EBI was that he would say, EBI is your Bible school. And I would just, I loved that. I thought that was, it was very accurate. And I'd just like to say that that's, we want it to be that way. EBI is still your Bible school. And the more that you're involved in EBI, I believe the more that you will feel a part of it and more that you'll take ownership of it. So we invite you to talk to us. We invite you to give us your advice, your counsel. We invite you to be involved here in whatever ways you can, and especially to pray. We desperately need the prayers of God's people. And so thank you for your time, and at this time I'll turn it over to Crit.
Well, thank you for giving that update, Brother Lynn. Lynn is our board chairman here at EBI. Like he and Leon both said, this is your Bible school, and so thank you for the investment you have done here in your school and for the finances that we get and the students that you have sent. We have been tremendously blessed the last couple years, so praise the Lord for that, for using each one of you. In 2017, a Lifeway research survey found that 66% of millennials, or two-thirds of young people who attended church regularly as a child, said they stopped attending church on a regular basis after turning 18. Of all the Christian young people they surveyed, I think it was around 2,000 or so, 69% said they were attending at age 17. That fell to 58% at age 14, 40% at age 19. And once they reached their 20s, around 1 in 3 say they were attending church regularly. Another research I saw in Biola's magazine said that the data shows that those that are born after 1980, the millennials, one-third are less likely than their grandparents to be evangelical Christians. So I'm sure we've all heard these tragic and discouraging statistics before, and it's especially discouraging, I believe, when we have a face for one of those statistics, you know, when we personally know one of those young people that have walked away from the faith. But I give those statistics not to discourage us, but to encourage you that even though we're not exempt in our churches from the young people walking away from God, I believe we can be greatly encouraged that as far as what we experience here at EBI, there are many young people in our circles that are single-minded about serving Christ, and they have and are embracing the true faith. Our Lord promised in Matthew 16:18 that I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So it is exciting to watch as Christ fulfills that promise in our midst, in our circles. Last week we just completed our 3-week term, and we were again blessed and greatly encouraged by the sincerity and depth and the maturity of our 34 different students that we had here. So if you ever get discouraged and wonder if there's hope for the church in the middle of this crooked and perverse generation, you simply need to come here to EBI and interact with our young people. It is inspiring to teach and relate with these young people who understand the gospel and are serious about knowing God's will as revealed in Scripture and committed to applying that to their lives. I am convinced that as our world falls into deeper and deeper darkness, the true church of God is shining more clearly and with more clarity and a lot brighter. So yes, the church is losing some of its young people, but I believe we're losing many of our nominal ones. I believe even with the evil pressure from our society, God is purifying his church and is building it for his glory. And at least with the young people that come here at EBI, I believe the youth of today are standing with more conviction and greater depth than even I did as a young person, or even the majority of people that I interacted with as a young person 20, 30 years ago. Today, if you find a person that is victorious over pornography, it's most likely not because they just simply didn't have access to it. I believe for most of them, it's because of the reality of God working in their lives. If you find a young man not consumed with sports and hunting or entertainment or materialism, and we continue to be blessed with young men like that here at EBI, it's not because of a lack of opportunity. Rather, it's because by God's grace, they made a decision to live their life for the glory of God. So my point is that Christ is building his church, and it is a great privilege and joy to be a part of that here at EBI. It's a tremendous blessing to have a front row seat to watch God advance His kingdom through the godly young people that we get here at EBI from your churches and from many of your families. So thank you for sending them. So as discouraging our society may be, the young people that are coming to EBI gives me great hope for the future of our church, and I think even specifically for BMA. Now, last term, I think it's fair to say there wasn't even one student that we had that was rebellious or cavalier towards God's word and towards the church. And that kind of sincerity in God is not always that absolute in each term, but by and large, the high majority of the young people that we get here at EBI are genuine and sincere in their desire to be sanctified and to be effective in serving God's kingdom. And I believe for the most part today, if a young person is nominal or consumed with materialism, because of all the opportunities they have, many of them don't come to Bible school. In today's climate, if a young person comes for 6 weeks of Bible school here at EBI, it's most likely because their desire to be more like Christ is real. So I think in a lot of ways, like I said, 20, 30 years ago, it was more shallow. So I think that's why it's so encouraging. Both of our next terms, third and fourth term, are completely full. We have a waiting list for it. We have room for just almost 70 students, and so they are both full. And both of them filled up almost around August of last year. So if you know a young person that would like to come to Bible school or should come to Bible school, make sure they sign up as soon as possible. Registration is open for the 2021 year. And also, we have a fall term, which is a four-month term from September through December. And that term, we still always have room for more students. And that is a very good term because of the longer time period. You can process the information a lot more. You can let it be absorbed in it. So if you know a young person that wants to build their convictions and know God, that's a great term to come. So God promises His word does not return void, right? Immersion instruction in His word bears fruit. We're not doing any kind of rocket science here. It's just giving them God's word. And it's so exciting to see that bear fruit and see how it changes lives. This last term, we had a young man here that only recently came to the Lord. He was baptized last fall and came to the Lord about a little over a year ago. And he attends a non-Anabaptist megachurch in Pennsylvania. And it was through some interesting events that he came here. And he related how God moved in his life and God would come. And he struggles with the concept of non-resistance and the call of Scripture to be willing to die. And at home, he was accustomed to carrying a gun. And so the idea of non-resistance was difficult for him to embrace. And he openly and sincerely wanted to know about non-resistance. And so we gave him a lot of resources and gave him some teaching and stuff. And he related to me just last week, or it was a week before, he had gone down for the weekend to Evansville and to do some shopping over the weekend, and he said when he was there, it was raining, and a guy came and knocked on his window, and you know, he's like, man, racism, he was kind of worried, but he said, it was weird, I don't know if it was being a Bible school or what it was, but I opened my window and asked the guy what he wanted, and the guy said, well, he needed some money for gas, and he said, I don't know what got over me, but I had this gift card that I got out and gave to him, and then I asked if I could pray for him. I never do that, and he said, I went out under an umbrella there and prayed for him. And he said, I don't know what's happening. And then he said, on the way home, it was crazy. He was driving home, and he had a green light to turn. And the guy coming the other way didn't see it and just went shooting through the green light or through the red light. And he said, all the other times, man, I would have got all mad, and I would cuss and swear. And I didn't even get mad. And he used some colorful language to explain how he didn't get mad and didn't swear. And so, yeah, and so it was neat to see, and that is exactly what God's word does. It transforms, it renews us, it sanctifies us, and so it is always encouraging to work with these young people, and so what a joy to work with them and see God working in their lives. I do want to mention, too, this for the first time this summer, we are going to have a college weekend. Brother Daniel Yoder is heading that up. Bob Webb is going to be sharing here, too. As we know, as our young people go to college, it is a hard environment. They need to know what they believe and the truths of it. So that's in June, 18 to 21. If you know a young person that is going to college or looking to go into college or has been through college, I encourage you to give them the brochure. I think it's out on the on our racks there, so I'll give that to them. That'll be this summer, and hopefully that can be an annual thing. Also have Family Week. We'll be that the week after that, and it's going to be geared towards families that are involved in adoption. So if you know any families that would be interested in that, Davey Mass is going to be sharing. Encourage you to take a part of that. So, and there's some things we do to try to serve you as our constituents. Also, the seminars are, again, next fall, in October, we have the counseling seminar led by Brother Paul again. A very good seminar, and I believe all pastors need to be doing counseling. So if that would be of any interest. Also, the Pastoral Essentials Seminar is a very good class seminar. Brother Leon teaches that. I got a little taste of it, I believe, in one of the workshops. And then new for this year is Expository Preaching Seminar. It'll be led by Jay Mark and Brother Leon. Encourage any pastors here to take that. I know we've talked about it. Brother Paul has mentioned he feels that one of the greatest needs in our circles is expository preaching. Preach the word. It is so easy to preach a lot of other things. But as Paul told Timothy in his last letter, in the presence of God, that's a big charge. In the presence of the holy angels in Christ Jesus, preach the word. So I think that will be a very good seminar. As anyone to take that. So again, thank you for sending your young people, for financially giving to our capital projects. As Lynn shared, it truly is a blessing to have the dorm extension, some of the renovations, and thank you most of all for your prayer support and encouragement for sending your young people. Our mission and priority is that the students would go from here with a deeper love for Christ, for his word, and a love for the church. That is our prayer, that they would be equipped to serve faithfully in the local church, and to point others to Christ with their words and actions. I did ask Brother Daniel Martin to share just a little testimony. He was a student here two terms, and he's serving this year as our RA. So Brother Daniel, if you want to come on up and just share a little bit of your experience here at EBI. So I think our students are our best advertisement.
All right, well, good evening, everyone. It is exciting to be here and to see this place filled with this many people. This is really cool. So my name is Daniel Martin. I'm from Pennsylvania. And back in 2017 and 2018, I was here for a third and a fourth term, respectively. Both of those would be six-week terms. And now I'm back since the beginning of this year as staff, so men's RA. And looking back, I'll quick put a plug in for the Mission Training Center, wherever you are. This summer, I did the internship with the Mission Training Center up in New York City. And one of the things that we did there was write our life story. So mine actually ended up being 30-some pages of my life story, which I can imagine some of you would have a longer one than that, but I was like, wow, and it's really, really cool, but the most incredible thing was looking back over it and seeing the way God was working in my life from day one in every single circumstance, and just incredible, and highlights in that timeline, there was different things that really stood out, but two highlights. And I'm not making this up, two big highlights were my times here at EBI and the way God used people, teachers, classes, other students to work in my life while here. And, you know, while I was here at EBI as a student before, there was a lot of things I learned, such as skills, techniques, concepts, that proved very valuable in life, have already proved valuable. So, for instance, learning the call on my life as a man, especially from the effective leadership class. Learning the call on my life as a soldier in the kingdom of God from the missions class. Learning how to properly defend my faith, the doubt and defense classes. Learning how to actually break the bread of life, how to actually be fed from Scripture. How to actually read it and understand it and apply it, you know, just from the various Bible classes, you know, and a host of all other things, from conversations with other students, conversations with the staff, with teachers. All these things are so instrumental, so powerful in equipping me and equipping other people, and also in seeing my friends, different friends from back home that have come and been changed, and also while I've been here, seeing people change, and just the powerful testimony that is. But you know, as I look back over that, and I look over some of the highlights of my life and stuff, and the way that God has worked in my life, most of all, the most important thing, though, was simply a time away from the distractions of life, the distractions of my home, my job, work, whatever, just the world, and to come here and to be in an environment and to be in a place where I could begin to learn what it is to seek the Lord and to actually get on my knees on a daily basis for an extended period of time and seek the Lord. And I'm still learning what it means to seek the Lord. But during that time, in seeing that there was a real love for the Lord kindled here, and I want to praise God for that. And, you know, and in looking forward as my time here as staff, that is what I'm here for, is that real love for the Lord would continue to be, kindled here in the hearts of the students as they come. And so that's just my story real quickly. And, many other people have different stories and were impacted in differing ways and stuff. And that just points to the creativity and beauty of our God. But I believe that EBI can and is a very, very valuable stepping stone in the journey of life in pursuing our God for many young people, and I can believe it's going to continue to be that. So, thank you.
Isn't it a blessing to see positive results? But I also see buds. Buds meaning that there's growth that will happen, more of it in the future. So, before we receive your offering for EBI, let's stand together and thank God for the facility and pray for its continuance. Lord, we said this is our Bible school, but it's your Bible school. You've provided the funds, you have provided the resources, and we pray your blessing on the school and the students and the faculty. Thank you that we have this opportunity. Thank you that we have a place to send our youth. Thank you for the biblical input into the lives of these young boys and girls, young men and women, future leaders. And I pray, Lord, that the school would remain faithful and that it would remain diligent in teaching you and showing who you are to these people. I pray your blessing also upon the people that have been taught at the school when they return to their homes and their future life. May this truly be a foundation for a good Christian life and a true example of Christianity. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done, and we thank you, Lord, for all that you will do. It's in Christ's name that we pray. Amen.